First things first, let's look at some of our previous generations for our snowboarding challenge leading up to this episode. And this was back in episode 318, where we did an AI video battle royale. Just a couple of examples for you to kind of put you in the right mindset. Past Alex, go ahead, take it away. Seen the video generated by the Kling 2.0 master model right now. Now there is a bit of a lack of a rotation going on here, but as you can see, it's pretty clear that this is much closer to what we were going for. A significant amount of action and motion, showing every aspect of the jump with very realistic physics. Okay, and you are now seeing the LTX Studio interface, and you're actually seeing two of the generations from our first test here right off the bat. And I have to say, it's pretty good. It ranks up there in our competition, I think. Definitely top three from just this first generation alone.
Welcome to the AI Marketing Navigator, where we simplify AI marketing to keep you ahead of the curve. Brought to you by DigitalPop, delivering AI marketing automation so your small business thrives. Here's your host, Alex Carlson.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back tonight with a short but sweet, super fun episode where we are putting another AI video generation model up against our AI Marketing Navigator challenge for these video generation models, which is our dynamic snowboarding challenge. If you haven't watched any of our video model challenges, as I'm going to continue to call them before, essentially what we do is we take any of the latest and greatest video models and we ask them to generate a super cool, super dynamic, super motion heavy video of a snowboarder doing some tricks. And the idea is that many of these video models, even the best of them, still struggle with the extremely dynamic motion, like snowboarding, for instance, or the example that inspired our snowboarding challenge, gymnastics. But I was reading through the edition of the rundown.ai from a couple of days ago, and I came across this company, Lightrix, which has just released their new open source LTX video 13B generation model that is open source and is available for testing right now, which means we have to put it up against our challenge. Quick rundown on the specs for this model. Again, it is 13 billion parameters, hence the 13B in the name. It uses a unique approach called layering or multi-scale rendering, and it starts by generating things in low detail and then progressively refines and scales up the generation as it goes. And apparently this greatly increases the rendering speeds and the processing speeds for the model. Most importantly, this is an entirely open source and free model. It's available on Hugging Face and on GitHub. I am running the demo on the LTX website right now. Link for that and the GitHub and Hugging Face repositories in the show notes. And we will do a quick little rundown of all the features and the tools and unique editing capabilities of the tool before we do our demo generation. But first things first, let's look at some of our previous generations for our snowboarding challenge leading up to this episode. And this was back in episode 318, where we did an AI video battle royale. Just a couple of examples for you to kind of put you in the right mindset. Past Alex, go ahead, take it away. Back in lonely seventh place is Luma AI, Luma's Dream Machine, which you are looking at right here if you're watching along on video. All sorts of craziness going on here, bringing them to seventh place. Next up, and these next ones could probably all be clumped together, sharing either sixth or third place, depending on where you guys think they should be ranked. But again, in my humble opinion, next up we have Sora from OpenAI, bringing up sixth place right here, and I gave it the same prompt as I gave these other ones, and here is what it generated. Again, going in reverse for some reason, despite some sort of accurate physics going on here in the video, as far as the board hitting the snow and the snow moving, still just a lot of nonsense going on in reverse for our snowboarder. And no recognizable rotations or anything like that. So VO2 with a somewhat disappointing and pretty surprising initial prompt here with our snowboarding challenge, because I didn't feel like it was entirely fair as a submission, being that I was using keyframes for this one. It was a bit of a shorter generation as well, and tried to do a little bit less as far as like the rotations and physics and stuff go. So I put this ahead of VO2 still because it doesn't get quite as crazy. I'm pronouncing that correctly. As you're seeing here, we also have a little bit of craziness going on with our snowboarder's torso and stuff, but we have a ton of rotations, so definitely adhere to that part of the prompt. We also have some decent physics with the snowboarder landing on our jump as well. So again, the last few we've been seeing could probably be lumped together depending on your own, but I was super impressed with Hailua. runways submission right now. Okay, so if you've been checking off these video generators as we go, first of all, thank you for paying such close attention to our show. Second, you may have realized that our winner and back on top now seeing the video generated by the Kling 2.0 master model right now. Now, there is a bit of a lack of a rotation going on here, but as you can see, it's pretty clear that this is much closer to what we were going for, a significant amount of action and motion, showing every aspect of the jump with very realistic physics. There's a little bit of a switch going on in the lower half of the body at some point in the jump. Okay, so there you have all of our contestants so far from our most recent challenge. Kling coming out on top with that final submission that you saw there. But now you have the proper frame of reference for our challenge tonight with the LTX Studio. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and share my screen and let's see how LTX and their multi-scale rendering approach compare to our current contestants. Okay, and you are now seeing the LTX Studio interface and you're actually seeing two of the generations from our first test here right off the bat. And I have to say it's pretty good. It ranks up there in our competition, I think. Definitely top three from just this first generation alone. But I meant to give you guys a little rundown of the tool before we got into this, and I've dropped a recording here. We had some technical difficulties, but there's a couple different ways you can generate using LTX Studio. And again, take a look at these generations. A couple of them are still cranking out here as we're going through this, but you can do a motion generation, which is what we did. And essentially this is using keyframes, a start frame and an end frame. And we used the LTXV 13 billion parameter model. They also have the VO2 model available in here, as well as a turbo version of their own model. And then we gave it a little prompt, very simple in this case, generate a video of the snowboarder doing a dynamic spinning trick through the air. We asked for it to be 9 seconds because I wanted to push it to get as much motion as we possibly could. And I think we got a pretty good amount of motion out of it. There's not a whole lot of like horizontal or moving forward type of motion into the air, but a lot of spinning and stuff like that. So again, much better than some of the generations you guys saw a little bit ago. For the settings, I left the intensity at 50%, the default, and we didn't need to mess with the seed or anything like that for these generations. Now, the next generation that we're gonna try is the camera control version. And this is where we're going to take a start frame and we're gonna add movement to it. And this is really interesting. It looks really cool. We'll see if it crashes the browser like it did last time when I try and do this. Okay guys, so basically it continued to crash the browser as I tried to test out this motion control generation, but it's not quite what I thought it was. It basically allows you to pan the camera a little bit, add a little bit of motion to your shot, not anything like adding rotations or sending our snowboarder flying through the air or something like that, which is what I thought. So I'm just gonna opt to not include that in our example because our current example from LTX ranks right up there. I think it's gotta be top three, which is pretty impressive. Definitely more than I expected from the simple open source tool. And that multi-scale rendering is definitely impressive and definitely worth some more attention. But you guys, this is free to try. Get in there if you're working on generating some dynamic video or if you're just trying to push these models as far as you can, like we are here on the show. Like I said, free to try. So check out the links in the show notes and see if you can nail that next generation with LTX. Okay, that does it for tonight's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the AI Marketing Navigator. Ready to simplify your own marketing automation? Digital Pop helps make it happen so your small business can scale your marketing fast. Learn more at thedigitalpop.com.